Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you, baby.
Yes, indeed. The young men from the West Coast. Tower of Power with a little post Lenny Williams begging on that classic, You're Still a Young Man. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome. As the Big Big Tournament continues, I'm your host, Michael Osing. I'm DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is wonderful to be with you tonight. Our Big Big Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. You can get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right now, and www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network doing their thing. Of course, my man G is in effect. Hold things up here as we are finishing up the last matchup of a very entertaining first round. After this one, everything's going to step up. We got some serious stuff to lay on you. Tonight's matchup, I can't say it's a contrast in styles, but it's another reminder of what we do here at the Tree. We say soul is not a monolith, and it goes in and out of, and can go in and out of, anyone and everyone. So tonight's matchup is going to be Mr. Anthony Dominic Benedetto, also known professionally as Tony Bennett. He was born August 3rd, 1926, and he does pop standards, big band, jazz, very versatile brother. But Tony is a cool dude. He's won 19 Grammys. He has a Lifetime Achievement Award, 2 Primetime Emmy Awards, and he was named a National Endowments and Arts Jazz Master and a Kennedy Center honoree. He sold over 50 million records worldwide. In February 2021, it was revealed Bennett was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease as far back as 2016. So he still tours, but he's very pronounced and slow at what he does. He was born in Long Island City, Queens, New York. So he's one of us. And he grew up listening to Bing Crosby, Judy Garland, Louis Armstrong, all of these cats. He was a mixed bag of things, and he kept at it. He went into the Army, the final stages of World War II. He hung out for a while, and he was, how can I put this, because he's straight up New York. He had friends of other cultures, and he wasn't going to let anybody take no shit and try to dump on them. He has always been a cool brother. And in 49, Pearl Bailey recognized what he could do, and she asked him to open for her back down in Greenwich Village. She invited Bob Hope to the show, and Hope decided to take Tony Bennett on the road, and that's when he actually changed his name officially to Tony Bennett. Now, he wasn't trying to imitate Sinatra, and as a matter of fact, I don't know how anybody could say he does, because he's been listening to this stuff for a long time. The nightclub before Atlantic City, that was the spot, was the Lack Casino in Cherry Hill. We heard Tony Baselli and all these dudes and whatnot, and Bennett float right with them. He is an amazing artist, and he's an amazing man. The highlight that we're going to accent here, of course, you know, I Left My Heart in San Francisco is one of his signature tunes, but he did an album of duets with some of the more interesting people in the music business, Katie Lang, Amy Winehouse, and others. Lady Gaga as well. And I'm going to play some of that in terms of that so you can hear how he is as a single performer and in duets, because the premise of this is that our singers, whether they're in a group or whether they were by themselves, whether they did duets, all of that is part of the same thing. So you got all of this. Always been down with the charities. And even now, at 94 years old, man, the cat's still functioning. See, that's a personification of the phrase that George Clinton used, that music not only moves, it can remove. So healing some of that out of that brother, and we think he's soulful. That's why he's on here. He's going to go up against the very powerful Mr. Marvin Jr., who is the baritone par excellence for the mighty, mighty Dells. He grew up in Harvey, Illinois, and his soprano counterpart, well, I don't think soprano, his tenor counterpart, Mr. Carter, did a wonderful byplay off each other. And because of that, Johnny Carter and Marvin Jr. were a 1-2 punch that allowed the Dells to function as a group for over 50 years. And of course, y'all know Five Heartbeats was the movie that introduced everybody else who didn't know to the Dells. And because of it, we ended up with a fantastic gift of an amazing group. And the accent that we want to focus on with Mr. Jr. is performing on the Tonight Show. I only say I can remember this because I actually saw it. He was performing on the Tonight Show one night in the 60s. I think this was after Oh What a Night was reawakened and said that again as a hit song. So, of course, they had their moment. Johnny Carson put him up there, and the song was called Open My Heart. There were problems with the microphones, and Marvin Jr.'s mic went out, but he sang through it and to it and blasted the stage. Everybody just had their mouths drop as he carried that powerful baritone of his. All I can say is Mr. Marvin Curtis Jr., born January 31st, 1936, left this mortal coil May 29th, 2013, was a bad motherfucker. And you're going to hear this contrast now. As always, we want you to voice your choice and vote for either Mr. Jr., or you can say Marvin, or you can say the Dells, or Tony Bennett. You'll say Tony, because of seating. Tony goes first. After that, Mr. Jr. So everybody kick back and enjoy. I'm going to kick back and enjoy my dinner. But remember, you're listening to the Big Bang Tournament, courtesy of myself, my brother DJ Gray, colleagues in Blog Talk Radio. Kick back and enjoy.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly. and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Must
I'd forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true. Or will I go from rag to riches? My fate is up to you. My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh. For you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days at a hunger.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Oh,
are you pretending? Hello.
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a second.
The ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear,
my life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just the taking.
I'd gladly surrender.
I actually had never heard it until you guys sent it to me, and then it's like classic Tony Bennett, and it was just such a, just like such a well-written song and such a beautiful song.
It is a wonderful.
What year was that recorded?
1950.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of my romance had its start.
Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never. I only live for your love and your kiss.
It's paradise.
can smile because of you.
You know what? It's so easy. Tony makes it so easy. You make it so easy to sing because it's so natural for you. You know that?
But I love singing with you. I love it.
I love it too.
Thank you.
We have to do it more.
More. Every time I do it, I get a hit.
Can you help me on my, can you come sing on my records?
Absolutely. Anytime.
I only have a hit when I sing with you.
I really need it.
I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile.
I sing better when I'm not wearing headphones. Mm-hmm. I sing better when I'm like in the space and listening naturally like you are on stage.
Well, you know, and actually that's the way the public, when we perform live, that's the way the audience hears it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, I think when you record, the closer you get to a natural performance, you know, the better the record gets.
I agree, totally.
And I can smile because of you.
That would be nice to see. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry.
forgive me. And please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, Bella Mia. Con los brazos abiertos que están casi muerto sin ti.
Very good.
Very good. Adiós, amigo.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm sorry.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She does it like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't be our dirt with the rest of the girls.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lake.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I do? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no?
I'm all alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love your free dress. I love your handkerchief in my hair.
Life without care. That's hope. Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right on. I left my heart. San Francisco, high on a hill, it calls to me, to beware little cable cars. Climb halfway to the stars. Morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there. San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me. Up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. But somebody who will swear to be true as to do with me, who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you, I'm gonna open up my heart to the world. Of my fears this morning, and let the light of the world come in. Whether I'm up or I'm down, I'm gonna go another round. Try to bring somebody happiness.
Look about me, I can see all the blessings given to me.
A baby boy, a woman who loves me.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna I can have a friend.
try it once more. Knock on every door of the world this morning.
Oh, what a lie. Upside down. Oh, ready, 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 ready. Oh, and I've been so full of doubt. That is, baby, until you came along. Sweet love, oh sweet love, I was without.
Upside down. I'm ready, baby. Don't change me now. Please don't change.
Kind of love that won't let you eat, and won't let you sleep. I'm in love now. My girl's name is
Nikki. Oh, my baby.
Where are you tonight?
Well, the thrill that comes with your arms. Caressing and holding me tight.
Will you,
my heart.
Better,
but
from start to finish. close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
And whisper.
I love you. And
tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me. Me.
You love me. You love me.
Hold me tight.
Hold me tight.
Don't say goodnight. We have time.
Lots of time.
Everything's gonna be alright. Tell me you love me. Ooh, you love me.
Oh,
That's just straight up amazing. I know a lot of folks may hear this from time to time, but what you just heard was an aria, an American aria, but it's an American, it's an aria. And Marvin Jr., complete with the drama in his powerful baritone, carried that song and the arrangement and everything to its defining tragic solution. Amazing piece of music. When men sing the breath line, if it's gone beyond 10 seconds to hold a note, that's amazing. Beyond 15 seconds, you are like major ass kicker. And was laid in front of you by Mr. Marvin Jr. Now, he may get compared sometimes to Teddy P because they sit in the same range vocally, but I would take up the situation and say Marvin Jr. is more of a gymnast with his voice than Teddy is. And don't get me wrong, both of them are bad, but I can hear more things vocally through Marvin than I can hear through Teddy. Got my comrade DJ Gray in the house. G, can you hear me?
What's up, brother? I hear you very clear.
How you doing tonight?
What's going on, man?
Nice matchup. I don't know if you heard everything from the beginning, but, you know, Tony Bennett has always been accepted by the industry, you know. And the fact that he's 94 years old, still here, and he can still sing, that's damn impressive.
Well, he did a concert about two and a half weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's over there.
Yeah. That's some serious power. You can roll like that.
But what's the last time, you know, a 90-year-old to do that?
Yeah. And the fact that he did the duets pieces with folks like Lady Gaga and Amy Winehouse, Katie Lang, there was a bunch of them. But those are the ones I picked out along with Vicente Fernandez when they did Regress on Me. Beautiful song. And he just seems so comfortable, not just with the idea of singing, but it's like he's absorbed it all in his DNA through all the years he's been out here.
Well, you know, I would have loved to hear him sing with either Michael Jackson or Prince or I would love to see if he did that.
That would have been really intriguing.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when we were talking about Prince a couple of nights ago, I remember Miles Davis saying that Prince was the guy who could roll like that. He would be comfortable in any atmosphere like that. But when I thought about playing I Left My Heart in San Francisco, you know, that was taken from an MTV show, that series, the Unplugged series. And everybody was just like, yeah, we love this guy. I mean, you get the vibe that there ain't too many people who dislike Brother Bennett. And I had somebody ask me, well, you know, why didn't you include Frank Sinatra? Well, you know, Frank, he's a singer.
Frank was a gay.
Well, you know what? You got that right. And he had a little mean streak in him on top of that shit. So he got kind of duplicitous sometimes toward the brothers. But, you know, Tony Bennett has always been a singer. He's never tried to be anything but a singer. And the fact that he has such across-the-board praise from everyone in the business. This is like, how can you not like this guy? You know, and the fact that he stood up in civil rights situations early on, whether it was through business or not, he made it clear who he was. And you can't fault the brother for that. So by all means, I had to include him. And hearing some of the stuff he sang, that shit is soul to me. I've heard stuff often like that because you grew up with your folks and other folks and I can't say they're show tunes, but when music was ever put on TV, it was put with that in mind. You know, crooners. You know, I guess that's why Marvin Gaye wanted to be a crooner, because that look, that appearance, and whatever it was purveying something they thought that people wanted, and people pretty much got it.
Michael, what you done with this contest? I turned back the page of time almost 60 years. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because we can remember all the good times of the era. But we can also remember the crisis of the era, too. So that's why I like this guy. That's why I like this contest. I can think about going to New Orleans. I can think about going to Greensboro in 64 and 66. So that's what reminds me of now.
Can you remember, G, the last live concert that you saw?
Oh, that one?
The last one, yeah.
That one was 98, 99.
Mm-hmm.
It was Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
That's it.
I was thinking about that because last night, as I was finishing up Bob Marley and James Brown, it occurred to me the last live concert that I can recall, I saw James Brown in Vancouver at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which was, they call the Queenie. That was the last one I can remember, and I just found it kind of ironic because, shit, I'm trying to remember. It's got to be late 90s, maybe even later than that. I've got to shake my brain matter around it and find out. But the freaky thing about it, G, was that James Brown was my first live concert, and up to this date, it's my last live concert. So that was wild. And he screamed one time. I screamed, James. I actually said that shit. He screamed one time for me. I'm like, go ahead. That's all I wanted to hear. I came there for that one. Ow! And he gave me an ow.
Ow. Man.
Ow! That's right. Gave me a serious ow. So now, G, we have covered everybody in the field through the whole first round. So now we're in the second round, and it's going to be a lot more singing, a lot more voting. And don't forget, guys, please vote if you want. Tony Bennett, our Facebook pages for Soul Tree and the Raw and the Gray Leopard Coat. Email Gary at glcgray@gmail.com or email us at Soul Tree and the Raw, all one phrase, Sultry and Raw at Outlook.com. So the second round.
Get it. Ow.
Ow. Yes, there's going to be some owls going on. The second round is going to have some fantastic matchups. I'm actually working on this with G as I speak. We want to give you guys a taste of some of the voices that you heard throughout this first round. And you'll hear them in the second round, obviously, but just a reminder of the fantastic vocalists that we've had in this presentation. And I want to first reintroduce you to, since Luther is going on to the next round, I wonder if you'll ever meet the guy who I think is his Portuguese counterpart, Mr. Milton Nascimento.
Quem me chamou? viveu. Quem perguntou por mim? Quem falou e chorou? Quem me
young man came out of nowhere. He was our first wild card, and he knocked off Kim and a couple of other people, doing it mostly with ballads. He paired up with someone. He was as comfortable as an old suit. Mr. Michael Henderson, in fact.
Thank you.
Into the second round. Now, I know many of y'all figured Marvin was going to skate his way through, and of course he did, but you know, we can never forget his timeless work, where he took us through the joy and pain of relationships, and Let's Get It On, and he spoke his mind and how it translated musically in the iconic album, now 50 years old, going on. And I will admit, this is my favorite track on the album because it inspired me to write an article about two black quarterbacks who did not get their just due. And they ended up resorting to things that were deleterious to them. But Marvin, you will see Mother, Marvin, Mother, Mother. He will carry on in the next round. Eventually. Yo, somebody please tell Marvin get out the bathroom. Just once, he was hoping to get out of here with just no drama. But Marvin, please, when you're ready. And I guess he ain't ready. Anything now, brother.
Holy, without ever leaving ground now. Rest of the folks are tired and weary and have laid their bodies down. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me, and it's bound to forsake. So stupid minded,
oh, I can't help
oh, so stupid minded. But I go crazy when I can't find it. In the morning, be alright, my friend. Soon the night will bring the pain.
Marvin, of course, makes it to the next round. The number one ranking in this particular category is Mr. Luther Vandross. Luther Ronzoni Vandross, we want you to know his voice is always good. Ronzoni is Sona Boni, baby.
I sing this song to remind myself that there was a time when I didn't have no one, didn't have no love, do I had the chance to love you again. I would make up again. I would let my if we forget the past. I know this time will last forever. Well, if I had the chance to hold you again, fill your heart with joy, make you I'm the only one for you. Yes, I would let throw the bad memories out and make forever, for always.
Yeah, Luther can't help himself, but he's going to help himself in the second round. Now, last night we played a fantastic matchup as Bob Marley and James Brown. We're still getting numbers in on that. And, of course, regardless of who moves on to the next round, got to remind you, James Brown was a bad rascal. Here's an example of him at his best, even in the latter stages of his career.
This is a man's world, and but it would be nothing, nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man makes a call to take us over the road. The heaven low. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. And man made the boat over water. Like my Bible said, Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. Ow! But it wouldn't be nothing. And a baby boy. Man makes them happy because man makes them toys. But after man made everything he can, man made lira, pesos, dollars, rubles to buy from every good woman.
Man's world.
But it wouldn't be
You gotta love that. That's some amazing stuff. Apparently, while he was alive, every year, Luciano did a charity concert. I went to various charities, and he would invite guest artists to come on. And when he did that with JB, that was just like magnetic and electric. Well, we had a import come in, because that's what they call it there. We had an import come in from Canada, and he did some damage. He managed to squeeze in as a wild card. His name is Jason Hoover. We'll see him in the second round. Here's a taste of some groove from up north. Providing he gets through customs. Always takes longer with those Canadians, man. I'm telling you. Jason Hoover. He is the subject of an upcoming biopic called The Trials of Jason Hoover. Shout out to my people in Vancouver, David Love Jones, Jason Parker, DJ Luis, DJ Don Chow, Jono Howard, everybody up in the north of the 49th. Look forward to seeing you guys again and getting back to work on this thing so we can get this done and have everybody see what a great person and performer Mr. Hoover was. We're going to wrap this up now. One final little number. Again, Saturday we are live with Stir Fry Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, followed by Gary Dawn's Gray and the Gray Leopard Cove at 4. Sunday, it's about the music as the music box will open up again with a second round matchup, and we will do as well. And wild cards are still in effect, so you don't know who's going to show up beyond the match. Either way, we hope you'll stay. For everybody here at the tree and at the Gray Leopard Cove, please go safe, stay safe, be safe once you get from point A to point B and back to A-OK. Please wash your hands. Wash your ass. Now, you know I ain't got to tell you to wash your ass. Well, wash it anyway. Wear a mask. And keep that mask in serious consideration. And please watch your back. I'm going to leave you with the bad boys, the nasty boys right off the mothership before it hit the planet Earth. Give you some long-distance love courtesy of my boys, Funkadelic.
Now I'll take the love that's burning slow.